Well, there's a misprint in the bulletin this morning on the sermon title. In your bulletin, the sermon title says Thanksgiving. And the sermon title was supposed to say Thanksgiving. We're wrapping up our stewardship program. In the life of the church, we've been emphasizing stewardship all month long. We have had a harvest dinner to celebrate Thanksgiving together and to bring our pledges and tithes to the church, and those have been coming in the last few weeks. We've celebrated a national holiday called Thanksgiving, one that was established right near the end of the Civil War, which was certainly a time in the life of this country where there was a need for a sense of national thanksgiving. We lost more soldiers in the Civil War, the war between the states, than all other wars we fought in combined. More Americans died, and Abraham Lincoln call for a national day of thanksgiving for the fourth Sunday in November each year, and we've continued that tradition. And it's become a big time. It's become a big economic time. I tell you, I looked at all the ads, Thanksgiving. No, I didn't. I started looking at the ads, and then I said, there's no point in me looking at these ads because there's no way on earth I'm going to get out on Friday or Saturday and go shopping. So why read the ads? Why see some great deal that I would never venture out to purchase? I don't care how good it is. I just wouldn't get out there on that day. So I just stopped. I saved myself a little time reading the ads. I mean, we have so many traditions wrapped up in Thanksgiving, our coming together as a family. But the question we have to ask, do we understand Thanksgiving? Do we really give with thankful hearts because we're a fortunate people? We have been given so much. Especially if we compare our situation with the rest of the world. We have so much. Time and time again in interviews of past weeks, since September the 11th, when you ask about the anger of the rest of the world towards us, it focuses on the fact that we have so much. And much of the world has so little, and we don't share enough with the rest of the world. Thanksgiving. If we're truly a thankful people, we are a giving people. And not just giving of our money, but our time, our talent, our service to the world, getting involved in the world, making a difference in the world, giving of ourselves. We have that wonderful opportunity this morning. You know, I'd really like to see a tree two or three times that size in the life of our church. If we really caught the spirit of thanksgiving. Because God blesses us when we understand Thanksgiving. But we have grown, I think, as a nation, kind of fat and maybe a little lazy and focus Thanksgiving on ourselves. Oh, I'm thankful for what I've got. I'm thankful for my stuff. I'm thankful for my folks. I'm thankful for my things. I'm thankful for my situation. But where is our thanks an act of true giving? You know, I really felt guilty Thanksgiving Day. We had so much food, it was ridiculous. And I didn't eat that much. I just felt kind of bad about that. It was good food. But I mean, there was just so much food, you couldn't get all the different things on your plate. I mean, I've never been able to dip up servings quite that small. You know, you can kind of tell when you look at me. But even taking little servings for me, I mean, I just couldn't get everything on the plate. And I thought how we just overdo it. And then through the weekend, thinking of people who gave up their Thanksgiving Day and were at shelters and missions all across this land because they had captured the meaning of Thanksgiving. And they were there to give. They were there to give, and yet, time and again, as the camera zoomed in on these people who gave up their Thanksgiving Day to feed less fortunate in our society, they were given back so much. Last Sunday afternoon, we had a community-wide Thanksgiving service that involved people of different faiths in the spirit of what Abraham Lincoln started, a day of Thanksgiving, for people of faith to gather together. And there was this big expectation by those who planned it that we need to have this in the Crown Coliseum because surely the people of Fayetteville will respond. And there were 1,000 people there, and that's a lot of people, but it looked pretty puny in the crown. It was pitiful. And we couldn't even give as a community a couple of hours of our time to stand together as a community and say, we are thankful to be in a free land as a free people and celebrate the faiths that can appreciate that. We had a nice service Thursday night over at Grace. And I tell you, I was thankful. Those of you who were there, I don't know about you, but I was kind of impressed with the refreshments after. I mean, we only have 4 or 5 women over there. And boy, I didn't realize how thankful I was until I got in there and remembered I hadn't had dinner. And, you know, there were meatballs and those little cocktail weenies, and there was fruit, and there were veggies, and there were sandwiches, and delicious desserts, and, you know, I just couldn't believe 4 or 5 women did all of that. And those who came, we had quite a feast. I said light refreshments. I don't consider that light refreshments. And it was good that we had 55 people there. But where is our thanksgiving when it focuses just on us? What is it about our nature that when things are going great, we did it, and when things aren't going great, God, why did you do this to me? Why are you putting me through this? But we don't remember him when the good times come. Well, I'm smart. I'm wise. I'm such a hard worker. I accomplished all of this. And you see, that's what the scripture in Deuteronomy was telling us today. God says, remember to be thankful because you have no wealth. You have no means of acquiring wealth and having nice houses if I hadn't given of myself to you. Don't forget that. But have we? St. Paul, in talking to the Corinthian church about giving, is saying the church in Jerusalem is in a desperate situation. We have so many Christians there, and the poorest among Jerusalem's people. And that church can't support all of the people and all of the needs that are gathering in the name of Christ. So we're going to take up a thanksgiving offering because God has blessed us in the churches around Asia Minor, and we're going to send an offering back to Jerusalem and make a difference in those people's lives. But he centers it around this scripture about harvest and bounty and says those who sow sparingly will reap sparingly. Well, that's true when we plant things, but it's true about our giving. When we just give enough to appease our conscience instead of thanksgiving, then we miss the bounty that God would pour into our lives. Not just material wealth, but spiritual blessings. We're cheating ourselves because we're not thankful givers. We may give because the church needs it. We may give because there's a crisis. We may give because there's a special project that we particularly like. We may give in the church because it's something I want. But is that thankful giving? And are we reaping the harvest and the blessings that God wants to bestow upon us by being thankful people? That's what stewardship's all about. God is trying to remind us when we're thankful givers of our time, the use of our talents, that when we go out of our way to be involved in the lives of other people, not just with our money, but our whole selves, that He pours out so many blessings upon us and we get excited about life because we've given of ourselves and seen something wonderful happen because we've been willing to give. In this season, let us be mindful of thanksgiving. Let us in our hearts and minds want to see this grow from a 3 or 4 foot tree to an 8 foot tree, so that we can abound in thanksgiving in the life of this church. That's what I hope we envision as a people of God. That we sow broadly and much, and we reap much in spiritual blessings. My hope is that these angels will be stripped off this tree so fast, we might have to find some more and put some on next week. And next year, have the hope of a larger tree, because we are people who know what it means to give thanks by sharing what we have with those less fortunate than ourselves. And God says He will bless us. And these blessings will go on blessing others because the power of God's gift in Christ Jesus is behind our thanksgiving. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank You for those who have been gracious in their lives and gracious to the causes of Your church and the world around them. But we also pray that we expand our visions, that we see that thankfulness is something that can grow in us and in others. That if we give thankfully, we're going to be blessed in a very special way. Maybe not financially, but blessed spiritually. Blessed with a joyful heart. Blessed with a wonderful outlook on life. Blessed with a view of the future that is hopeful instead of fearful. Father, we want this and need this in our lives. We need it in our church and community. our state, our nation, and the world. Help us to be a part of true thanksgiving now and forever. Amen.